And today, I will be handing over to the famous Pastor Mark. May you please give him a round of applause.
Thank you, Tama. Well, on this, who would have thought that we would have snow in Joburg in September? Well, we've had it before. So apparently, you need to get your snowshoes out because this is going to be the week, right? Or maybe just a bit cold, probably not snowy. But you've come to the right place if you want to activate your faith and your belief, because today is an opportunity to activate your faith. We've been learning in the last 8 weeks. Can you believe this term is 8 weeks over? How to start a conversation with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Is it the easiest thing on planet Earth? You know, sometimes it is. Sometimes the situation just lends itself to that. But 80% of the time, it can be one of the hardest things. Because we're talking about WhatsApp and my movie that I went to. And it's like, man, where's God in that picture? I mean, if God had to go, boom, walk into the room and like, and you said, I'd like to introduce you to my friend. This is Jesus. That would be a cool way to introduce and talk spiritual, wouldn't it? I mean, he's wearing a robe and he's got sandals on. Maybe you'd point to the scars in his hands and say the reason why he's got those scars is because?
He died.
How easy is that, Bongi? I mean, that is how easy. But Jesus isn't standing there. And we don't quite have Steven Spielberg with special effects creating that for us. But we've learned with Tabile and others this term, how to steer the conversation. You remember I was talking with Peter last week, I think it was, might have been second, or one of the services, about his amazing skateboarding, and I swung into a spiritual conversation. And so with a bit of thought, you can do that. Because we need to share the gospel. And we're going to revise it now before we do it live. So this is the gospel, life in 6 words. What were the 6 words again? Let's say them together. God, our sins, pain, everyone, life. One more time. God, our sins, pain, everyone, life. Let's God and everyone, life. And they're not just 6 words. I bet you if I walked up to you and said, God, our sins, pain, everyone, life, you would like, slow down, buddy. What was the first word? Okay? Because they stand for something. So I want to keep that in my mind. God, our sins, pain, everyone, life. And that's going to trigger when I come up to Kondwani. I'm going to start a conversation and I want to tell him about the G of the gospel. G, well, it's God, happens to be as well. You know what I mean? And it all began with God. And so 6 sentences is essentially all I need to remember. And each sentence will bring to mind the story that I'm going to tell to the person. And so let's say the 6 sentences. God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed, by good deeds. Good news. Jesus died and rose again. So everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. It's not like I trust in Jesus and I trust in my good works. It's I trust in Jesus alone. Finally, life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. And how long's forever? Forever and ever and ever. And then it's breakfast. And then forever and ever and ever. And then it's morning tea. Like we're not even at lunchtime yet. Forever is quite long. You know, I think of that worst exam you've ever written that felt like it took like a billion years. That's like a blink in eternity, but it's not an exam. It's just break time, doing stuff for Jesus. So let's say it again. God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in Him alone has eternal life. With Jesus starts now and lasts forever. And ever. And ever. And then it's breakfast time. I love breakfast. Breakfast time is cool. But that's like early on. And it's not like a one day eternity. So this forever thing is going to be amazing. You want people to be a part of that. We learned last week, because let's say I engage with you and I share that and I've got right to the end and I can see you tracking with me and you're getting the story. Like someone's watching a movie and they're like, they want to know what's going to happen. Like, where's the twist coming? And yeah, I want to know. And you stop and then you walk away. And the person's like, hey, no. Some people might figure it out on their own. Okay, so I need to trust in Jesus. But I think most people need help crossing the line of faith. It's kind of like there's a line. And that line is a bit fuzzy because it's sometimes, like even in your own life, there might have been a journey, there might have been a phase when you really came to know Christ. But you know it happened. But for most of us, I think there's that idea that I'm outside of the kingdom, I'm in the kingdom. How do I get in? What is the step? How do I step over it? So we learned that once we've shared the gospel, I'm going to lean in, I'm going to ask two questions. My first question is going to be, Kundwani, you've heard me share this message. Does it make sense to you?
No.
You see, it may not be yes. What do I do if it's no? Kundwani, may I back up a bit maybe? Maybe it was a bit quicker. Was there a part you didn't understand?
Yes.
And then I'd ask him which part he doesn't understand. So I'm not railroading you into the kingdom. I'm not just do this, do this, do this. Ta-da, you're saved. Have I told you before about Constantine? He marched his army through a river on horseback and proclaimed them baptized and Christian. That was in the Roman days after Jesus. That probably isn't the best form of evangelism. Like if we fill this room up now with water, all the way to the top, and then bring it down very quickly so you don't die, and then we say, there we go, you're baptized, you're all Christian. The only thing I can guarantee you will be is wet. And some of you may be like gasping, you know, like goldfish, like, oh, not nice. That's not going to get you into the kingdom. But I need to firstly make sure you understand. If after that, the person says, I get it now. What you need to do is say, well, is there anything holding you back from putting your faith in Jesus right now? And the person will say, one of three things. Okay? They're either going to like, you know what? I think you've been smoking something. That's just the most crazy. Yes, I understand that story, but it's a fairy tale. You're so simple-minded to do that. What do? You don't react negatively. You don't attack them. You just go back into your replicate circle. Do you remember the circle of putting down three names of lost people? And you begin to pray with passion. You then pursue with love, and then you persuade with truth. Clearly, you need to go back and do some more praying, some more pursuing with love, and live your life. Let your light so shine that others will see that there is a God in heaven. Okay? And then maybe they got some more questions. Maybe invite them to attend church. Okay? But some of them are going to say, yes, I do want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Then you say, oh, hold on, I'm going to go find Kundwani or Auntie Genevieve or someone that can help you. No, you don't need to do that. You're empowered. Why? Because you know the six sentences and you can pray a prayer like the one I showed last week that I wrote. It's just using those six sentences. Let's kind of say it together. Now, my goal in writing this and putting this on the screen last week wasn't so that you memorize it and say it word by word. All you need to do is say, I want to pray you through the six steps now. So, well, let's say it together. Again, the goal is not to memorize it. It's not the script as much as a model prayer. Dear God, Say it with me. Thank you that you created me to enjoy a close relationship with you. I now realize that my sins separate me from you and that I cannot remove my sins through good deeds. Thank you that Jesus died and rose again to pay for my sins. And right now, I put my faith and trust in you alone, and I receive the free gift of eternal life. Thank you that eternal life starts now and lasts forever, and then it's breakfast. Amen. Okay, you don't have to add the breakfast button. Okay? So if I'm not too worried about getting the words exactly right, that's okay. If I say one of the sentences when I'm sharing the gospel and I forget a word, I don't have to get flustered and go to pieces. It's okay. So here's what's going to happen today. I want you to get into a small groups. Now, as I was walking here with the same Auntie Genevieve and wiping rain off my forehead downstairs, I was realizing that maybe you heading up onto the streets where I'm guessing there's no one there is probably today not going to work like we wanted it to work, right? But here's what's going to happen. I have a few people in Kondwani, they don't know this yet, but in Jesse, in Auntie Genevieve, Margaret, Debbie, Talita, Mario, and they are going to be somewhere, okay? And they are very lost. And you need to find them, and in your group of two, maybe three would be best, I want you to go up to them and in the most natural possible way, share the gospel with them. Start a conversation. Share the gospel. You might be surprised. Probably about half of them are probably not Christian. So all you have to do is just share your faith with them. Share the gospel story. And who knows what will happen, okay? They may play hard to get. They may not be fish just wanting to bite. That's up to them. And see where it goes, okay? If there's two or three of you, maybe tag team a bit, okay? So if you start sharing, you might want to jump in at some point. If you see your friend is dying, just step forward. Hi, my name is Sarah. I would like to just take over because my friend is dying. Would that be okay? Okay, don't throw the skeleton structure. So we're going to give you until about 1:45 latest. And then we're going to have you come and feedback a bit. Mario's going to share a closing word as well for about the last 5 minutes or so. Is that about it? Okay. So let's ask our intrepid lost people to go and station themselves somewhere. In the meantime, you probably look like you're in two groups, you know, over here. Probably two groups of people there, two there. So at least two, maybe preferably three, and let's see how it goes. Okay, can we pause? I don't want to do this because there's such great conversations going on. Sorry if you didn't get to finish. What I want to know is what did you learn? What insights? Because I think some things bubbled to the surface. Because it's one thing to say, go up to someone and tell them gospel. Like, what did you learn? What was easy or what was hard? Or what do you need to go and work more on? I want someone who led me to Jesus come in just now near the end. Show you how you can actually pray with someone to receive Jesus. He didn't make it too long. It was short and sharp and was profound. And I believe I'm a follower of Jesus now. So it's taken me this long in my life. So come, the mic's yours. Who's going to share something that you've learned? Yes, come on.
Okay, so our first stranger was Debbie. And it went smooth. She understood what we explained, and she was willing to give her life to God.
Whoa, that time, I'd say.
But but then the second one was Difficult stranger. Yes, and we got stuck on the question where she asked, so if I don't give my life to God, I don't have consequences, so I'd rather not. And then one of our evangelists said, then there's hell calling, and she kept on asking, what is hell? So we didn't know how to, where to move from that point on. And when we said no, thank you for the time spent, she still wanted to know what hell is.
There will be times you don't know the perfect answer to everything. Then you need to maybe say, can we meet again? I need to go and speak to someone. I need to go and study some more. I need to goggle. Remember, we goggle in this place. You remember that?
So our stranger was Kay. He was an atheist, so it was very difficult to get through at first. But we learned how to, like, answer questions, you know, with like our own stories, using our own stories, and being as honest as possible. So like, if someone asks a question that you don't know, you just say, I don't know, because, you know, you don't know. And yeah,
no, they were really awesome. they're really awesome. They were just honest, and they were humble. They were saying, this is why I believe. You know, I asked them about death. My cousin died. What's going to happen? And they gave their example that I've also had loss, but I'm still with God. So they just used, you know, who they are to not saying, okay, I'm a Christian because of this Bible thing, all that kind of stuff, but I'm a Christian because this happened in my life. So they share their testimonies, yeah.
Well, don't forget to tell your story. Often we don't think of that. You know, like, how did you come to know Jesus? What was your story? The moment I'm sharing as the person you're trying to evangelize, and I raise something, be thinking in the back of your mind, not just G-O-S-P-E-L, but what can I share out of my journey and experience that can help?
I was with CJ and Juanita, and like, some of the questions that he was asking was, okay, so if there's a God, then why is there so much death? And, you know, that's kind of like a hard question. But again, I just, like, what he told us is that, you know, when we go up to someone, we need to go to them with a heart that, you know, this person can be loved by God, that we're not at different levels, but that we're all at the same level, and that we can all be loved by God. And another thing that stood out for me was that most people have been to church, like the atheist had been to church, and he had been judged, and someone had actually told him that he was going to hell. And so that's kind of hard. But then again, what Kondrani said is that, you know, no matter how much we mess up, we have to remember that God is bigger than us, that we may feel that we have messed up, but God is bigger than our mess up, and God may even approach the person themselves.
It's becoming obvious that you can't just rush ahead if someone has a real challenge, like Jen Ed, like you raised that issue. We can't just say, well, it doesn't matter what you think. Let me get through the G-O-S-P-L. To the best of our ability, we need to engage with the person, seek to provide some answers. Where we still can't, we need to say, can we follow this up? Some of your experience, what actually went down, who's going to report back? Because you had some pretty awesome discussions.
So our stranger was a really good actor, and we actually did two scenarios with her. So the first scenario, she didn't know anything about God or anything, so we just explained it to her and everything. But I felt like we could have been more clear in our decision, in how we explained and everything. Like, eventually we convinced her to come to church with us and everything. And then in our second attempt, she'd been to church before, but she had a bad experience. So that was a good practice, because, you know, there's a lot of people like that. So we tried a different way of doing it. Like, we were like, okay, so what was so bad about your experience? Why didn't you like it? Okay, you can try it again. Here's a different scenario. Rather than going to Sunday church, you can try come to youth with us if you like, because there's more people our age and everything. Yeah.
Nice. Great learnings there. Anyone else? Who else discovered something? Your table? Anyone? Yeah, we go. We've got quite a few. Salman and Peter. No, are you just putting me to him? So you're the guy.
Yeah, we're Jesse really played hard to get. It was quite challenging, but we persuaded him to at least come to like church and like to try it out, to use and things like that. And he asked some like questions where to think about, and you know, we didn't really have an answer, but we eventually explained something, and then it sort of answered the other question. So, yeah.
There is a best case scenario that we're going for, maybe. That is that what I'm going to, you know, we'll practice in a minute, whereas I actually pray to receive Jesus. And that happens often. I used to spend a lot of time in streets in Florida. So I lied that I hadn't been to Florida when I was playing hard to get with you girls. But we've been trained with something known as evangelism explosion. And we would go out in twos or threes and just knock on flats and ask to, you know, can we ask you two questions? If you died tonight, where would you spend eternity? And that type of stuff. Or if God, you know, you get to heaven and God says, why should I let you into heaven? Why should I let you in? And that would help us understand whether people knew Jesus. And I can't say that all those weeks that every door we knocked on ended right. So, but some did. So there's this perfect scenario where people accept Jesus. But often you're moving people one step closer. You're clearing away one of the objections. Or you're helping the person not just think of going to maybe a boring traditional liturgical church event, but you say, why don't you come on Friday night? We're having pizzas and we're watching a movie and discussing it. So you're helping people move closer. So you haven't failed if you haven't prayed the prayer, inverted commas. Okay, so that helps us. Remember, it's your friend normally. It's someone that you're walking with. You're going to see them tomorrow. In fact, you're going to see them for the rest of your life. It actually makes it a bit more difficult with that school friend, to be honest, doesn't it? If we're honest. Because you're with them all the time. Okay? And that's the challenge. And we are meant to lead people to Jesus who are in our sphere of influence. So we've had a great discussion. Why don't you come forward? And I'm really, really, I'm moved and touched by what you've just shared with me. That thing, that gorgle, what was that? It was like words, and then you had sentences. It was amazing. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, wow. I'd really like to receive Jesus as my Savior. How do I do that? What do I do next?
Good morning, people. Hey, why are you so angry? We are young, we have to behave, guys. Yeah. You're going to start by doing a salvation prayer.
Wow. I love to do that. What is that?
It's a prayer like confessing that Jesus died for you on the cross and that you confess that he is Lord.
Okay, so you pray and then that'll be cool. I'm going to wait over here. Is that how it works?
Yeah. You go in to follow me.
Oh, Emma. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll follow you. Okay. You first or me first?
Me first. You go in to follow me.
I'll follow you. Oh, what do I stand in a
you
special
pray.
Way? Kneel.
You pray. Yeah, you can kneel. It's fine. Yeah. Okay. Oh, let's pray. Are we all born again?
Yes.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Okay, yeah, see.
My knees are
good. Okay. Let's pray. Okay. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Believing in my heart.
Believing in my heart.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Died on the cross.
Died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
For me.
For me.
To live.
To live.
For me.
For me.
To be free.
To be free.
I confess.
I confess.
With my lips.
That Jesus Christ,
is Lord, and
Savior.
From today,
I'm
born again.
From today,
I'm going forward.
I will
never be the same again.
From today,
I receive Him as my Lord
and Savior.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Well done. That's how you do it. It's your own words. It was very similar to what you did when I was there. But it's because the story's similar, right? Really good. I like that. I remember once in your prayer when you were leading me, I had to lean forward and ask, like, huh? Second half. And that's sometimes because my sentence is too long. Okay, repeat after me. The square root of 64 is 9.762 y, and I want you to go and buy milk and bread on the way home from church. Repeat that. No, 2.62. You see, too much. Only Kondwane got it. Short phrases, and let the person lead with you. And then maybe afterwards, welcome into the family of God. Well done. You're now a follower of Jesus. Here's something. Maybe you need to be asking us, what do I do after that even? Okay? Make sure that you are going to be here next week. Here's some things to do in the meantime. Keep the prayer date at 8. In other words, make a time each day to speak to God. Join us maybe on a Tuesday, a Thursday, or a Sunday night. We're online on the WhatsApp group. Keep on working with your lost friends. Start these conversations. Share the gospel. Ask the questions. Okay? Next week, there's going to be a bit of a celebration thing happening. Pray for Debbie and I. I'm going to be speaking at a church in Durban on the weekend, so we'll be missing, sadly. But we've provided food and a celebration Sunday. Jen and Mario, you're going to be sharing something that would have happened today, but time caught us. That's going to happen next week. So come a little bit hungry, maybe, and ready for a great Sunday morning. That will wrap up the series. Okay, if you don't have an outline of life in six words, there are some at the back. Just come and ask if you haven't picked up one of those yet. And a replicate card, there's a few left. Have a fantastic week. God bless you all.